Zoom hates me. So I used Andrew's voice recording from mm-hmm. Zoom. Mm-hmm. Zoom recorded it, so that's what I used. And right. I used yours from Zoom as well because it sounded great and it was leveled already because it basically auto-levels it. It hated my voice. My voice sounded terrible, so I had to use my own recording.
Really? What was that about?
I think it's probably because my voice is so low. It has to amplify it. And in amplification is, digital amplification.
I don't know anything about it, but okay.
It becomes less quality.
I'm sorry. Oh no, I thought it sounded great. So
I used my recording.
Okay, good.
So you and Andrew, I wasn't gonna use the recording that we had that Zoom recorded for you uh-huh. because we had your recording. I never downloaded your recording though because you sounded so great on the Zoom recording.
Oh, perfect. Well, that's
so
good to know.
This mic works well for normal people. Mm-hmm. Not me.
I see.
Okay. You know, do you remember? You're not going to hold the mic today? You used to hold the mic.
No, I'm sitting in a different spot. My house is in a new state of disarray, and so I'm sitting on like a little stair steppy thing. And
how many states of disarray can you have?
Multiple, evidently. It's like this is a new level. I just keep thinking it's going to get worse before it gets better, and it just never gets better. But anyway, yeah, I'm not holding the mic. I've got a little setup with this ancient easel that I have my laptop on. It's fantastic.
Well, at least you're using it.
Yeah.
You know, you should make that a point. Every week, mm-hmm. you pull out a new expensive piece of art gear that you bought at one point in the past and never used, uh-huh. and then use it to put your computer on.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, this
is really... Like, how many sewing machines... You can put it on a sewing machine. How many sewing machines do you have?
Four.
I feel like I should take them. I should rescue them.
You should.
I should free them.
You should.
Not that I use a sewing machine very often, but I think I use it more than you do.
Yeah. Well, I have the treadle, which I don't even know how to use. Well, I guess you
know
just treadle it. What?
You should buy a 3D printer.
I was thinking about it.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I don't know, but you know
what? What in the hell? I don't know. What are you going to do with a 3D printer?
I don't know. Make chihuahuas. I'm getting another one
Jesus.
Tomorrow.
Another 3D printer?
Chihuahua.
You know, the 3D printers are a lot easier to ignore. You can put them in the closet literally for years and forget about them.
Oh, she's a little girl. She's so cute. I'm going down to Tucson.
It genuinely seems to me like you had buyer's remorse in the last one.
No, I love him.
And now you're going to... I know that, but there were times when it sounded like it was a little bit too much for you.
Well, when he ate stuff... I told you about the mushroom in his belly.
I don't want to talk about mushrooms.
The metal mushroom?
I'm not talking about
that. Okay, anyway...
You can tell the audience. I'm gonna put my fingers in my ear.
Okay, it was just multiple vet visits later, and he pooped everything out. So I think he has pica.
That's what Chewy is for. Okay, you call up Chewy, you talk to them about all your dog stuff, and not to me.
I know, but I had to do X-rays and stuff. Anyway, let's move on. What have you bought lately?
So Dara Star Tucker mm-hmm. is a TikTok mm-hmm. influencer. I hate the word influencer. She creates stuff. She's a musician. She does these wonderful breakdowns where she gets really professional, does really professional video uh-huh. jobs of specific topics, mostly race related because she's black. Dara Star Tucker.
Dara Star Tucker. Okay.
She has two new cats. Yes, I think it was cats, kittens.
Oh.
And she was asking, I think they're eating too much. I don't know how to feed them. And so I left a comment saying, hey, you know, you can get a free chat with Chewy and either talk to a vet tech or a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very pleased. I've gotten, I don't know, like at least a dozen likes on that. People are seeing my comment.
Oh, you're so awesome.
I'm driving traffic to my wife's company.
You are.
Not that she owns Chewy, but she works there.
I love Chewy. I called Chewy initially and they told me to go to my veterinarian. So I did.
Well, that's generally all they can do. If you contact Chewy through their mm-hmm. free chat service, you can also talk to them via video chat for money. Generally, there's not a lot they can do since they're over the phone. They can't prescribe drugs.
Right.
So it's really, just listen to the tone of their voice about how dire they are when they say you must go to your vet now. Is it, you should go to your vet or you should be on the way to the vet mm-hmm. right now? That just tells you the severity of the problem.
Yeah.
Because most people, I get it. You don't know. You don't realize the severity of the problem until you actually talk to someone. The veterinarian loses their mind that you're not already on the way to the vet because they think everybody knows everything about veterinary medicine, but they don't. That's why they're calling
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And it was anyway. So that dire situation has resolved itself nicely. Hopefully, it won't recur. I've ordered a pen, and I'm getting another dog to make a friend. So I'm excited. I'm going down to get her tomorrow.
Well, it's not in Tucson again, is it?
Same breeder.
Why are they all in Tucson? Oh.
I know. She's his cousin.
All right. Well, at least you get out of the house.
Yeah, I'm getting out of the house. So anyway, what have you purchased lately? Because I'll tell you my stories.
I haven't bought anything. Why would I buy anything?
Oh.
I don't got any money. Where do you get money from?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Temu? Is, how do you say it?
I don't know.
I've been shopping.
We could talk about 3D printers. No, okay, so I'm just curious, though.
What?
A, were you really considering buying a 3D printer?
No.
Okay.
Well, kind of half. Like 50-50.
What? Okay.
But what would I use it for? Like, it's like everything else I have in this.
Why were you thinking about buying one?
Just to have it. Because you had one.
Oh, like a friend?
Yeah, like the friend. Because you have one, you make things.
I have two.
No.
What?
I should come rescue it.
No, I use both of them. Thank you very much.
Oh, because you were going to rescue my sewing machines.
I know, but that's because they're not used.
I know.
I built an enclosure for mine. Have you built an enclosure for yours?
An enclosure? Like where they can escape into the yard?
No, it's a I put them inside of a cabinet, basically, so that it reduces the sound, and it also I can filter out the fine particles and the gases.
No, I don't have one. And my sewing machines are safely stacked.
If you were to buy one, what would your budget be?
I don't even know how much they cost. Maybe $800.
Damn. Okay. Well, that's fully in super good territory.
Is
just
it?
FYI. So I don't want to go too far in this because I could literally spend 2 hours talking about it. But
don't. Please
there
don't.
Are cheap ones. Mm-hmm. The cheap ones, like a cheap, quote, good one, is about $200.
So what would I make it with it? Let's just...
I gotta finish my story.
Okay. I'm sorry.
$200 for a cheap, quote, good one.
Uh-huh.
And I like these. I actually like the cheap ones because the prints you get from them, the first few prints you get from them are really good. It's a bit slow, but they're good quality.
Mm-hmm.
But the parts they use to make these things are so crummy that the quality starts dropping off pretty quickly because the parts start wearing out. And then you wind up, if you actually keep using it over time,
mm-hmm.
you wind up spending hundreds more dollars to replace parts, and then you should have just bought the $700 one to begin with.
Right. That's my thought. But I'm not going to buy anything. I'm hooked on Temu.
So that's the tip.
Okay.
My tip is, if you want to buy a 3D printer as a friend and you think you're going to use and you really know you're only going to use it for a month or two and then you're going to put it in a closet, just buy the $200 one. But if you think you're actually going to use it, you have like a use case for it. You know CAD and you can create your own things.
I don't know anything.
At least $700. You should pay at least $700 for it.
No, I think it's over my whole interest level. When you said CAD, I tuned out.
Yep. Okay. Well, you can download a bunch of stuff, but I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
So you actually have Temu. So wait, hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are in a lot of trouble here in the United States because...
Of what?
Americans are hooked on Chinese apps.
Yes, I'm hooked.
So that's referencing the recent trend that most of the apps on the top 10 most downloaded apps recently mm-hmm. are dominated by Chinese companies.
And I fell hook, line, and sinker for Temu, however you say it.
Temu or Temu, I don't know.
Let's just call it Temu. It sounds funner. Okay. Funner. Yeah, I went to college. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the top one. That's like 10 million downloads in the past 30 days. And it's a shopping app. It's basically Amazon of China, but it's hooking you directly to Chinese manufacturers.
I saw some YouTube videos about these Temu hauls. And I'm like, oh, darn. Here we go. And so I got on it and I thought, I'll do my own little haul. So I ordered a couple things from different, like I ordered something from a houseware, like different categories, like craft shit and, you know, whatever. And I got the stuff and I was like, damn. Yeah, the craft stuff's like Joanne's quality. It's not like fine art stuff, but whatever, you know, it was good. And so then I started ordering. I have 3 orders coming this week. I probably will have to unload the app from my app edge or whatever you call it, because you can blow hours away just looking at this.
Really?
Oh my God. Wow. They have everything. Yeah. I ordered socks.
How's that different from AliExpress?
I don't know. I never looked at AliExpress. I thought it might be Chinese. And then they said that it was like based in Massachusetts or something. And so I got fooled thinking it might not be Chinese. And then I downloaded it and then I got hooked
so
and then
gullible.
I realized it was. Seriously, for the prices, the quality is a little bit reflective of the prices, but not enough to make you think I'll never do this again. I got some really nice socks from my mom and my dad, and they just love them. So I, that was like, but the second order, I ordered more. It was crazy.
More socks?
You need more socks? These little, you know, they go through stuff, you know, and they're like these little non-slip socks. They have like little skid preventers on the bottom.
You
amazing.
Really just, you're ahead of me. I don't even know how to keep up with you.
Oh, anyway.
I guess
so,
when it comes to buying stuff, you're just better than I am.
No, I'm just more gullible, I guess. I just, you know, keep shopping.
Tell you what, I'll download it and I'll do a follow-up next week to see how much I haven't bought.
Okay. And we'll
Because I have this little thing called self-control.
Oh, I have none when it comes to like...
Anything?
No, when I buy a dog harness and it's $18.99 and it comes and it doesn't fit and then there's the same one on Temu for like $3.59... I'm going to try it. I ordered a couple dog harnesses to see the quality.
Doesn't make you wonder about the people making those things?
I don't wonder.
Okay.
Why? What should I wonder? Like child labor? I'm sorry.
I don't even want to think about it. Ruin your day.
Okay. Well.
But anyway, the point being on this thing, my point is that it's embarrassing that we've fallen so far behind. You know, the top apps are Chinese. And it's not that I have anything against China, but in America, we're supposed to be number one in software development. We're supposed to be able to be the creators of the world. We make all the stuff. Everybody copies us, but it seems like maybe we've lost that.
I think we've lost a lot.
Perhaps maybe with all the tech layoffs recently, we'll see a bunch of new upstarts from America.
That'd be nice. You know, in the meantime, China's filling a void, I guess.
Oh, but wait, Catherine.
What? Now what?
Don't worry about it. No worries, because 8 of the top 10 most visited websites, mm-hmm. Not downloaded, but actually the ones that with engagement, mm-hmm. 8 of the 10 of those are either from Google or from Meta.
Really?
Which are both American, but also deathly dull in my book.
What do you think about that? Just deathly dull?
I think it's kind of sad that, you know, we have some of the dullest companies around. I think Google is now fundamentally dull now. And Meta has never been exciting to me except for like, you know, before it was available to the normal people.
Right.
When it was only open to college kids, that seemed interesting. As soon as it opened up to the regulars, it became kind of dull.
And then everyone's mom got on it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And grandpa.
I'm so glad I don't have Facebook anymore. But I do Instagram. I heard that was a Chinese thing. That was in that thing.
Instagram is not Chinese.
Why wasn't it listed in the thing?
What are you talking? No, no. They were showing top 10 downloads. So Instagram is
downloaded. Not just okay.
Yeah, so the list is the top 10 most downloaded, and they're pointing out how many of those are Chinese.
Okay. I was surprised. I'm like, how is Instagram Chinese? But anyway, so are you worried about TikTok at all?
What, being shut down?
Being shut down or using it?
I don't think so. Well, okay. I am not worried about being shut down because I think that was just a bunch of blowhards blowing because it would be illegal to do so. It's a First Amendment infringement. Mm-hmm. It's the attack on the congressional attack on TikTok was a complete farce.
Okay. Good to know.
I don't feel any differently about TikTok. Well, I guess I feel a little bit differently about TikTok and Instagram. But I know when it recommends me stuff, political leaning stuff, and the more I watch that political stuff, the worse I feel. So I don't watch most of the political stuff on Instagram and TikTok. So that's bad. It's bad that it as soon as you shows that you have a taste for a political leaning, mm-hmm. it keeps shoving that stuff down your throat on both platforms. Mm-hmm. And it shoves bad stuff down your throat. Not good stuff.
Yes.
Bad stuff.
Yes, you're right.
So I have a little bit more concern with TikTok because I know since it's a Chinese company, they can turn their dials a little bit on the algorithm and show me more divisive stuff if they want to. Mm. But it doesn't seem like it's any better on Instagram, which is an American company. So
right. And Instagram is really interesting. Sometimes I'll get these wacky, referrals, I don't know what to call it, you know, like it'll just come up. Yeah, suggestions. And then if you look at it, then all of a sudden, bam. And so now I'm getting a lot of political stuff that I'm not like of that camp, and it's just bombarding me with things that like I don't necessarily agree with. You know, it's not like
it's not even so much that it's okay. I don't mind seeing stuff that I disagree.
No, I mean
with,
it's interesting.
It's the vitriol. It's the hatred. It's yes. It's this crazy nonsense that's going on out there.
There's a lot of crazy nonsense going on out there.
People are not timid when it comes to being on the internet and talking, saying things on the internet. They just really are. There's a lot of dumb people saying hateful things out there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, you know, J.K. Rowling is like the Antichrist. Do you know that?
I didn't know. I heard tangentially left, that they didn't like her.
We know trans people. We've talked to trans people. There's a radicalized part of that group, though.
Right.
That consider her the Antichrist.
Oh.
Which is so funny that the extreme, I consider them the extreme left. The extreme left and the extreme right both hate J.K. Rowling. I don't know if you remember this, but in the 90s, she is one of the most banned book authors of the 20th century. Because the right wing got crazy because they were afraid that she was selling witchcraft into their children and causing them to love Satan.
Let me
just tell you, I love Satan all on my own. I don't need J.K. Rowling to push me over there.
God. Oh, my God. You never cease to amaze me. No, I kind of tangentially followed that whole story with J.K. Rowling, and I just didn't want to follow it because I love the Harry Potter series. You know, I liked her story as to how she created the series, her writing journey, and I just didn't want it sullied. I just want to love the whole experience, how we had it when it unfolded. And
well, I don't think it is sullied. I think you know they try to sully it, but most people just don't care. Most people
I can't
listening.
Pay attention. Yeah,
and this is the point isn't anti-trans or whatever. It's the vitriol. It's like regardless of what side you're coming from, some people will just take an issue and twist it all up and make it look like something that it's really not.
That's true.
You know, just to spread more hate.
Right. I worry about that even from, you know, because it just seems like it comes a lot more from leadership. Like, and I don't want to talk about it too much.
I don't
but
know. You know, it didn't used to come from leadership.
But what happened go ahead. I'm sorry.
It used to be the grassroots crazies. And now, it has filtered up because I think Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Donald
He's
Trump.
He's mainstreamed it.
Yeah, definitely. Mainstream is a great word for it. You know, normalized it, mainstreamed it, whatever. But what happened yesterday in Tennessee?
Oh, geez.
Was and I don't really want to talk about it that much, but wow, that's all. It was just.
All right, just so we clear on what we're talking about.
Go ahead.
Last week, there was a demonstration in the Tennessee legislature.
Right.
A lot of kids came in and protested school shootings. And three lawmakers, Tennessee lawmakers, stood up in support of those people, those protesters. Three of the lawmakers did.
Right.
Okay. Two of them were expelled yesterday.
Right.
For doing that, which is complete nutballs. What's worse is the third one wasn't expelled by
one vote.
The white one was not expelled. The two black ones were expelled. The white one was not.
And they said it was by one vote, and they think it was possibly the vote of her colleague who was expelled later.
Could you imagine a more brightly lit colored sign saying, hey, we in the Tennessee legislature, we're racists. We hate kids. We hate anything that's open or democratic. We're just going to throw out our fellow members for protesting.
Right. And disenfranchise.
Oh, but only if they're black.
Right. And disenfranchising the voters who just elected them. I mean, these guys were just.
Every day it's like there's something new. I don't understand how people can still identify as Republican after this.
I don't either.
The party is so far from what it used to be.
It is. It is. That
It's just not the party that it's not the John McCain party anymore.
No. It actually made me I got really choked up watching that. I watched as many of the proceedings as I could. I kind of had it on in the background as I was doing other stuff. The speeches were like amazing. And talk about vitriol. But then you wonder why things are normalized, you know? And that's a First Amendment right, and that was trampled on. How depressing. We just went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, so on the art scene.
Yeah.
For an uplifting story, you know, I'm always happy to see when parents' rights are protected and kids are protected from things like Renaissance sculptures.
You're happy
horrible,
about them?
Horrible, pornographic stuff, you know, when you have Michelangelo's David.
Right.
Being considered pornographic. Oh, wait, no, that's just more bad news from Florida.
Yeah, this is more bad news from Florida. Anyway.
So Italian experts astonished by David statue uproar in Florida. So a couple weeks ago, a Florida principal was forced to resign because one of her teachers showed a picture of Michelangelo's statue David, I think most people are familiar with it, but it's a nude statue of David, which is from the Bible, just FYI. It's a biblical story. And she got fired because the three parents complained that it was pornographic.
That's so crazy.
The response by the Florentinians, not the Floridians, people from Italy, where the statue is.
Right.
This is a quote. The incident has left Florentines and experts on Renaissance art bewildered, which is really the only thing you need to take away from this. It's a bewildering thing to have happen, and that about sums it up. And Florida is just such a place of wonder, Catherine. It's just so wondrous.
It's just, well,
filled with wonders.
Is that the only thing to take away from that?
No, but it's a good synopsis of it.
It's a good synopsis. But I looked up the definition of pornography. Pornography is the depiction of erotic behavior intended to cause sexual excitement. And the statue of David was really, I thought it depicted David going into battle, basically with his faith and his sword or whatever the hell he had.
Doesn't have a sword. He has a sling. Do you not know the Bible?
No, I don't.
Ugh.
But I know.
Woman.
Other than the, like, his body and the sculpting and just how beautiful the statue is. Like, that's the whole essence of
that
piece.
What do you take away from it? What is the emotional impact of it for you?
Of David?
Yes.
It's like this raw energy, like, going forward in the face of adversity, like, just kind of, like, pushing forward with, like, this is me, and I'm giving it all I got.
Hmm.
That's what I take away from it. It's not sexualized at all. Okay.
Oh, no. No, I guess you could. I mean, he's nude, but. My response to the piece is I see a moment of hesitation in him. His eyes are concerned. He seems like he knows what he's about to do is he's probably going to get himself killed because he's going, you know, David versus Goliath. This is literally what we're talking about.
Right.
A small shepherd boy, completely outmatched, going up against basically a giant warrior with a sling, which is a bit of string and a rock.
Right.
It's not exactly the best thing to go into battle with. And his whole, there's tension in his face. There's tension in his body. And he looks nervous. It's like he's going to do it anyway, though.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's like that raw power. There's
against
something
all odds. I'm sorry.
No, he wins. Go ahead.
And against all odds, he wins.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But that's not how the scene in Florida. In Florida, they just see his ding dong.
It's just.
That's all you focus on, Floridians. Come on, get your mind out of the gutter. There's more stuff going on there than just the ding dong. Which is tiny.
I didn't really assess the ding-dong.
Renaissance paintings and sculptures, you're aware of this. The ding-dongs are kind of small, right?
Right.
I don't know how many ding-dongs you're aware of, but and that was
what?
The taste of the day was thought, it was considered, if you had a large ding-dong, you were that was considered to be crude, like a barbarian. So small ding-dongs were the order of the day.
Oh. He was so on trend.
Well, that's why he was depicted.
Oh, I see. Okay, because we have no idea. But no, I just thought, you know,
I have all ideas. I have all the ideas. Don't tell me I have no idea.
But when I read that, I was just in hearing this and just the whole David thing. It's like, oh my God! It's like there's this crazy on all sides, you know. And it's just like this weirdness.
I'm sorry, but that's pretty much from the same side we've been complaining about all day.
Right, but there's. It just seems like the weirdness is encroaching on both sides. And I just consider it like tyranny of the minority, you know, just like coming at you and putting forth their. But when you look at the tyranny of the minority, it's just from every aspect. I mean, there's stuff on the left, too.
Yeah, but it's mostly from the right.
But it's mostly from the right. You
the
know?
Vast
but
majority
this,
seems to be coming from the right.
Yeah. So tyranny
and
of the
only
minority.
Reason, the only reason the left gets any oxygen is because for some reason, journalists are enamored with Twitter and they see these nothing voices complaining about nothing topics and then they amplify it.
Right.
One more quote from the article.
Go ahead.
Ms. Holberg said she was astonished, stating that to think that the David statue could be considered pornographic means not only failing to understand the Bible, but Western culture itself. So I think Florida should be sectioned off and pushed out into the Atlantic and just be made its own little state.
I'm all for it. I think you could take several of the states and section them off.
They're just wacky down there.
Yeah, Florida, Tennessee.
Wackyville. Oh, there was one other observation I had about this, though. It makes total sense when you realize, well, obviously those three parents must have been members of the Taliban. Of course a statue's going to get up their skirts.
Well, the Taliban just took out statues of Buddha, right?
They don't like statues at all.
Oh, they don't?
Well, no, they're, you know, depicting people, especially biblical people. That's bad. So the Taliban is alive and well in Florida. Good job, guys.
What are we going to teach these kids? Like, you can't teach them anything.
You can teach them that God got so angry at the world that he decided to drown everybody. Before he did that, he said, hey, Noah, go build a boat. Not a super big boat. Just, you know, kind of big, like an RV. Build an RV. Fill with all the animals that, you know, can get to you and that you can take care of for like a year. And then, you know, I'll save you.
I don't know.
And your
know.
Seven sons or something, whatever, however many sons. Mm-hmm. That you can teach that crazy shit.
Right.
But not the biblical David story. No, right. Not that one. Got to be careful.
So
which
where is
you
this
teach.
Going? Is this tyranny going to continue into?
Oh, the tyranny. I thought you were asking about the podcast.
The tyranny of the podcast. No, I mean, the like, just in podcast. Terms of. I mean, it just seems like it's getting worse, and it's getting stupid. Like, I find this stuff stupid.
For the most part, it doesn't really matter because, again, it's these minority voices who generate this stuff and amplify it. The problem with the Republicans these days, not only are they've gone off their rockers, but they're also losing, like, left, right, and center. So hopefully, this is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. If you are a stupid political party, you're not going to be smart enough to get yourself voted in, and that seems to be what the Republicans are doing, because a majority of Americans disapprove of Trump. There has never been a point in time when a majority of Americans supported Trump. So if they want to reinvest in Trump, they're reinvesting in a loser who does not have general support.
Good luck with all of it.
Good luck with that. Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. I said, you know, let's see how that goes. I don't want to wish them luck, because I don't know, maybe because I'm a wizard, I have special powers and I can make their wishes come true.
Right. Or as Gwyneth Paltrow says, I wish you well.
What? I don't.
Well, in her trial, there was a whole meme about
it. That is
it.
Completely irrelevant.
No, it's not. You were saying what you'd say, and Gwyneth Paltrow would say, I wish you well.
That trial was so irrelevant.
I know, but it was a bitch slap. She walked.
I couldn't stand just seeing the headlines on the BBC. I just wish they had just not covered it at all, so I wouldn't have had to see it.
Exactly. I didn't follow it, but I did follow the memes. It was pretty good. Anyway, what did we solve here today?
That's not what we're here for.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you came here for, but I did not come here to solve problems.
It'd be nice if we could, though, wouldn't it?
Though I can give some guidance.
Okay.
These poor misguided Gen Zers, these poor kids.
Okay. Oh,
recent recent survey showed that the Gen Z, they love them some Google.
Love them some Google. And you don't love you some Google, right?
You know, it's just sad that they used to be such a great innovative company, and they're just not anymore. What's the last innovation that came out with that actually worked that anybody was excited about?
You got me. I don't know.
I mean, I haven't seen you wear your Google glasses in years. You don't even remember. Do you even remember Google glasses?
No, my vision's too bad for Google
glasses. I'm sorry.
Glasses.
I said Google glasses. I sound like an old man. It was Google Glass.
Google
Glass. You know, it was
glass.
The glasses that you wear on your face, and they had cameras in them, and they were connected to your phone and stuff, and it was
always
awful. No, it was terrible.
Yeah, that just sounds ridiculous.
So companies where young people hope to work, 16%, which is the vast majority of the respondents, said Google was their number one place they wanted to work. And that's just sad to me.
Yeah, what?
Because it's not an exciting place.
And only like 5% were for Apple. Why is that?
I get, you know, if you're not an Apple person, I get not wanting to work there.
Right.
And I'm perfectly fine with them drawing fewer, better people.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Just kind of call the pot a little bit.
But a few other companies on this list were NASA,
I know.
Disney, the federal government, Apple, as you say.
Yeah.
I would much rather work at either NASA or Disney, even though those are wildly different companies. But those actually sound like genuinely interesting companies where interesting things are happening.
How about Patagonia?
I mean, at Disney, I can work on Star Wars.
Right.
Oh, Patagonia, Schmatagonia.
That'd be my choice. I don't know why.
Yeah, I guess I probably would be happier working there, but I'm a little suspicious of the company because I've had two of their products and they've been completely underwhelming.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Overpriced and underwhelming.
Right. Okay. But 6% for the federal government. They came in strong after Google.
That's steady work, you know, if you can get it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to work at any of these companies.
Well, you don't like to work.
Maybe
so
Disney. I don't like to work. Well, not for a corporation.
You know, the other funny thing is they also ask these kids, what's a good company? And by good company, like morally, what's a company that's doing good for the world? And Google took the second spot. I'm like, you kids really don't know Google, do you? Basically, Google is an advertising company. So why are you so interested in working for an advertising company? That seems like not that interesting to me.
It wouldn't be to me either.
You just want to sell stuff. You don't want to make stuff.
I just want to buy stuff.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Now I want to make stuff too.
What are you going to buy next week?
I'm going to delete the Temu app, and I'm not going to buy anything except food for my new chihuahua.
That sounds very dangerous.
I need to tighten it up around here. What else you got?
That's all. Oh, actually, we didn't do follow-up. I'm sorry. What am I thinking?
Oh, follow-up. Let's just do it now.
We were talking about the show art last week.
Yes.
And you mentioned you did two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me that you did the fake Squeot, the fake Basquiat.
Fake Squeot. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to for the life of me, I'm trying to figure out why you're not doing more fake Basquiats.
I haven't had any time to do any fake anything.
That seems like a genuine revenue source.
Fake Squeots?
Yeah, you can sell them for like a couple hundred thousand dollars.
On my cardboard boxes?
And here's the thing, Catherine.
What?
This show and our dozen listeners,
uh-huh,
we can give you the provenance. Is that the proper way to say that word?
Provenance, yeah, sure.
Provenance.
Yeah, sounds good.
To authenticate them. We can authenticate them on the show because we are a serious art show.
We are. Well, I can start with the fake Squeot. I still have it.
Yeah, well, I'm saying you should make more. This should be your main business, and this is your main line of business.
Fake Squeots?
And the podcast can help you authenticate them.
Okay. I'll start, I'll have to figure out my muse. I'll have to see what moves me. I could do a chihuahua in the form of
yes,
fake
do Squeot. Chihuahuas.
Chihuahua
I think
squat.
That would merge your two loves.
Yes. I think that's a great idea, and we could auction them. No, we can't auction them off.
Yes, we can.
Can we?
What, the chihuahuas? I don't know if that's legal.
No, the fake Squeots. Maybe we could just put them on a t-shirt and sell them on our t-shirt.
If you legally
site.
Change your name to Basquiat, then you can sell them as Basquiats.
No, I'm not going to legally change my name. And I think his estate might have something to say about that.
Well, then you can illegally do it then. I don't care about people's estates. Really,
you know, there are people who are working in the style of Basquiat, but quite seriously.
Great.
Like they're taking their work seriously. I mean, this is not. I had BTS references all over that
not
thing.
Not trying to be dismissive, but I am dismissing.
I know.
Oh, speaking also of the show art, you know, I posted that on Instagram.
Yes.
In the 60 seconds after I posted the last Instagram post with that artwork, how many spam comments do you think I got?
100.
Oh, I got a dozen.
Oh, okay.
So and not 100, but it was all, you know, reblog this here and there and the other place.
Yeah, who generates that crap? I get all the time.
It's just bots, and they're all 100% bots. Because I block every single one of them, and they're back next week with a slight variation.
Okay.
But always linking to the same accounts, mostly NFTs and Arizona stuff.
Weird.
Not weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of predictable, and it's also just infuriating because Instagram apparently likes these spam comments because if they wanted to do anything real about it, they could just let me block links to certain accounts. Like if you post a link to a certain account, I should be able to block that because that's all the spam ever is.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't let me do that. So obviously they want the spam comments.
It's annoying. I know I get things all the time. Like when I was actively, when Chance had his little Instagram account, he still does. And I'll start posting again when I get Kira. But, every day, it would be like 2, 3, 4 times a day, I get these comments like, oh, we love your dog. We want you to be a brand ambassador. He's so cute. It's like, oh, shit, no.
You should say, yes, send me free stuff.
Yeah, but like to get the free stuff on some of them, you got to pay for the free stuff.
That's not free then.
I know it's not free. It's a big scam with a capital S.
You send me the free stuff and you sell on eBay and then I'll you know, do nothing for you. Just send me the free stuff. So I can sell it on eBay.
Yeah. It's like, we'll send you a collar. Would you take a picture of him in a collar? It's like, oh, no. I don't use collars on my dogs.
Well, I let my dog off the leash now.
Do you do?
when we go walk, when I walk her by myself, you know, sometimes my housemates, my son and my wife, can't walk for whatever reason in the, because we walk the dog every night.
Mm-hmm.
But when I take her out on my own, when we get to the park, I let her off the leash.
Oh,
and
I love that little park.
I follow her home.
Oh, she knows how to go home.
Well,
my dog
you know,
so
she
lost.
She wanders the neighborhood, and she is old enough and responsible enough now that I can actually do that. You know, if I did that once like 5 or 6 years ago. I did that when we were in, visiting my brother-in-law in Durango, and she just took off.
Oh my God!
Boom, gone like a bolt. Like, okay, well, this is going to be fun. I got her back.
How old is Cleo?
Or I should say I got a dog that looked like her back. So it's close enough. I don't know. She's like 10, maybe.
Oh, she looks like such a baby.
Yeah, she's too old. I got to get a new one.
I have some chihuahuas down in Tucson.
Got to replace her. She's too old. No, I don't do chihuahuas. You know that. I only do real dogs.
I will send you a picture of her. I hope it goes well.
My only other suggestion, well, you're going to get out of the house, so this, you probably don't need a suggestion. I was going to say, to get out of the house, you should just go get on the metro, because you seem to really be in love with it. Let's go get on the, ride the metro.
Ride the metro.
Spend a day on the, spend a day on the metro. See what it's like.
Oh, I've been there.
Do it again. I'm saying it's a way to get out of your house.
There's so many germs. There's so many germs. I don't know. Here, you're not even looking at me at this point.
You're crazy?